I don't know if anybody's here. Let's see. Welcome. We're gonna see if we get some friends. We're at the beach right now, enjoying the water, enjoying the sands. Hey, Choo Choo, how are you? Welcome, welcome. I am poetic, as you know. I am here at the beach. And I have some cards with me. And I decided to start a show and give you guys some good, positive energy from the ocean. And maybe pull some cards for you guys and just see how your Saturday is going. We can do the daily card in a moment. Did anybody feel the energy of the full moon last night? Well, it was actually this morning. I miss you too, sweetheart. I am well. I hope you're well as well. But last night at about 3 a.m., or this morning at about 3 a.m., was the full moon. That's now in Virgo, I think, or Pisces. I'm not sure, honestly, but energy shifting, and I felt it. Whenever there's a full moon, it's time for new beginnings and transition and releasing things that no longer serve us and maybe changing habits that no longer serve us. You don't get rid of a habit, you only shift it, always when you're driving. It's okay. Again, you guys, I'm here at the beach just enjoying the amazing energy this ocean gives off. This is my happy place, anywhere at the ocean where my feet can be in the sand and I can hear the waves. And I'm not sure if any of you remember Low Love, but last year when she had been at the ocean, she channeled all the negative energy of the listeners in her room and gathered it and released it to the ocean to be transformed and to come back to all of the listeners as positive love and light and good energy. So we had done something like that a while ago. I had done an energy clearing. I don't think I did it at the beach. Mother Nature is about to give birth. Oh, Low Love is about, yeah, both, right? Little boy, I'm excited for her. So now, if any of you remember Low Love, I had given her a reading, and she was single, and niggas ain't shit, and bitches is crazy. And that's what her motto was. A year later, and she is engaged. And she has a baby on the way, and she is living her best life right now. It's amazing. So, to address the comment in the room, I started learning how to cleanse and charge my stones. Mike, there's so many ways. So, how many ways do you know of? Isn't she awesome, Juju? So, I know a major one is the full moon. You can cleanse with sage or Palo Santo or any incense or thing like that. Each stone can be different. What I find most powerful is your intention. And whatever tools you use with your intention only amplifies. So if you want the full moon to cleanse your stones, then the full moon can cleanse your stones. If you would like the water at the river to cleanse your stones, the ocean, if you would like your meditative energy to cleanse your stones, there are ways. Some need recharging. You can bury them in the earth. There's so many different ways. Whatever way resonates most with you is the way you should do it. Each person is different, not each stone. And each stone is different. They have different properties. But I truly feel that you can cleanse each one how you feel is cleared. Our energy is powerful. Intention is the most powerful thing, you guys. So, just watching the seagull glide in the air above the ocean right now is so beautiful. Just going with the flow, not resisting anything, just allowing the wind to take him wherever he needs to go. What a wonderful example, right? Stop holding back and just go with the flow. You resist, you'll end up slamming into this wall. It just floats with it. Close your eyes, everybody, and just imagine the waves washing over your energy, taking away all the stress, taking away the worry and the fear. Just imagine flowing with the water. Like that song, wave after wave, slowly drifting. I'm not a singer, yo. So I have all of my decks in my backpack right now, and I got people walking by, so it's going to be funny when they see me pull out a deck and start shuffling, and I wonder if people would be curious. However, they are, they aren't. I don't mind. Go potty, Mike. Pull over. There's a side of the road somewhere, right? So I have all of my decks, the 15. I also have my mini decks, but those are in the car about 100 feet away. So 1 through 15, any one of you can give me a number. We've got 5 of you in here at the moment. We'll pull the daily card. If we have any 13. Okay, so there's not in any specific order. They're just like thrown in my backpack, so I'm going to count to 13. We'll see which deck that is, okay? But if we find any other readings, then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we got the mini deck. That's White Sage Tarot. I have 15 decks in my backpack, yes. I have like probably 15 stones in my pocket. Ah! Probably have more than 15. Let's see, there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 stones. All right. So we got the White Sage Tarot. Let's see what we're going to be told today, okay? These people are feeding the pigeons, and then they freaked out because all of the pigeons were running after them, and they screamed. And it was kind of funny. Just so. All right. Let's shuffle the cards as you listen to the ocean, clearing our energy. That was a horrible shuffle, just so you guys know. Clear the energy of the stones and the cards. Ooh, I got a message y'all gave me. Kind of windy. Just hope you don't lose a card. All right, let's just see. shuffle these cards and see what we got going on, you guys. I could live camping at the ocean if it stayed this temperature, you know? It's just so peaceful. Oh, we got two. Two popped out, you guys. So two of these two are talking. Two of Wands and the Six of Swords. I will. It's not extremely, like, nature-y and beautiful. I mean, any beach is beautiful, right? But there's like a pier type of thing. And, yeah. There's a lot of people. It's in Pacifica. Hi, Forsaken. I will take a picture after I'm done. So we got the Two of Wands, and you guys know that I'm not as secure in the knowledge of the traditional tarot, so I am going to go to the book, and then we'll interpret from there. How's that? So we got the Two of Wands and the Six of Swords. These are great cards. Okay. So the Two of Wands is progress and discovery. It's the heart chakra, green color, and it's like the, you know those little, like the pussy willows with the little fuzzy things before they get the flowers? That's the wand, and there's a green ribbon flowing around them. It says you're ready to soar to new heights. This card inspires both grounding and light. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wisely stated, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. So you guys know, me too. I mean, again, the full moon is having things shift and change, and the ending of certain cycles and the beginning of new ones, breaking bad habits and forming positive ones that are going to shift us into the right direction. So the Two of Wands says we got to go even though we don't see the whole story. We have to have that faith. Go with the flow, like the seagull that was just flowing with the wind, right? The Six of Swords, upright, is change, travel, and flow, which goes perfectly with the progress and discovery. We're going to discover new things as we travel and we flow. We go with the flow, with the wind. Swords don't bend. Change can be hard. So even though we're progressing, even though we are transitioning and flowing, it is very hard to step out of our comfort zone and be okay being uncomfortable. You have to release the control. Be able to see with your third eye, it says. The violet ribbon resides in your third eye. Tap into your creative magic. You're going to discover new things. You're going to create new things. You have to go with the flow and allow the universe to guide you where you need to be. Stop holding yourself back. All your dreams come true just beyond your comfort zone. And you guys, again, always I get the same guidance you guys get. These messages are for me as well, which I absolutely love. Because when I'll pull cards for myself when I'm not on the podcast. I'll pull cards when I'm not reading for somebody else, trying to read for myself, and the information gets clouded and I doubt it. When I sit here and pull the daily cards or detach myself from it, the information and the guidance is for me too, which I really love. Lou, you're so welcome. Any If any of you have any injury or illness or would like me to send positive light, energy, Reiki healing at any time, you can message me or contact me or just say, hey, Poe, can you send some energy? And I will definitely do that when I do my grounding and my calming and my meditations. When I give, I also receive, so it helps me when you guys need help as well. So it's no problem at all. I will have to post these cards. I wonder if I could get a good picture while, like, with the stones. We'll have to do that afterwards. It will all, so energy and intention, thoughts and everything, that is, when you do these things, when you clearly intend on certain things, they are done in the energetic realm. It's that there's a delay time in the physical realm, so it may take a few days. It takes time for that energy to start flowing and moving and transitioning, and it's crazy how things happen like that. Yes, I will send you some, definitely.
Even at low tide.
Is that?
The crazy thing. I want to go fishing, and I've been going out at 2 or 3 o'clock over here. The waves think I'm crazy. Last week I got 4 crabs. The waves, like, I'm looking at the beach, right?
It's an Asian guy. He's talking about
right in the center. There's no waves coming in.
Fishing. He got crabs last week at 2 or 3 in the morning.
2 hours.
Yo, I love people watching. It's really fun. And listening, overhearing. I don't even like seafood. Greetings, Mr. Clean Show. We are just cleansing our energy and enjoying the day at Pacifica Beach. Sean, I think they're the different kind of crabs. Hopefully you get that taken care of, because those aren't fun. You want some mental healing energy? I'm going to pull a card from the healing deck for you, Mike. Is that okay? Oh my gosh, you guys. In the chat. Alright, open up your energy for me, Mike. I'm going to clear the energy of the cards. I knock on them 3 times. That's my new thing. It's getting chilly. Alright, so let's go. So open up your energy, Mike, and allow me to just pull a card. Whatever you need to know, we're here at this time. Your cards always jump out, Mike. Your energy. And you know this. You always know what you're going to get. I'm telling you. So, it says acceptance. And there's an angel there. And he's standing in between this, like, it's a walkway. Kind of like a wall, but it's going through the forest. It says, Dear Archangel Raphael, please help me accept that everything is going in the right direction. You are overthinking things, Mike, again, like you always do. Hi, Bri. Why are you allowing your negative thoughts to consume you when you know everything is flowing in the right direction? Well, okay. So there's no, you're not a Libra, right? Oh, air. Yeah, okay, fuck. Well, you need to... Libras are more indecisive than Geminis. Definitely more indecisive than you guys. We weigh all the fucking great, good, neutral, bad, horrible, devastating options every single moment. Everything. Libras consistently. Mike, you just need to know that you're into the first answer you had is the one that you need to go with. When somebody asks you the question, what is the first answer? Stop there. Don't say, but this, that, and the other. Accept the messages you're getting. That card almost flew away again. Yes, you guys know that Red Eye Rick is a Gemini too, right? I think that's kind of funny. Geminis are intense. My son is like a Cancer Gemini cusp. Your mom's a Gemini? I don't... Well, Taz is a Gemini. I know a lot of Geminis. I just... More male than female. Your mom and your dad, Rob. Oh my gosh. And you're a Libra? Wow. That's some intense air going on. I'd love to do the whole chart of your whole family just to see the dynamic. Wow, that was a lot of hurricane energy going on, tornado type of thing. I wonder what your guys' moons are, because moons are emotions. So, like, I am a Libra with a Capricorn moon, so I'm solid in how I feel, and y'all can't tell me any different. So, Mike, what would you be going for, a visit or to move? And you want to go, so why are you stopping yourself? So, what I'm getting right now with the Florida situation, you know that's where you should be at the moment, and you need to remember that you need to stay focused once you get there. Your most important thing is to not allow any of the same type of energies in your experience while you're building what you need to build in Florida. Okay? You know that there are going to be those trials and tribulations once you get there, that you're going to see some of the same things and see some of the same type of people come try to come back. Maybe not the same people, but similar type of things to come and fuck with your head and fuck with your goal. But you have that goal in mind, Mike. You see that vision already of what you want, and you know that that starts in Florida. You've just got to make sure and be solid and secure in that vision and know that nothing is going to keep you back from that. Write it down. Write down that vision. Write down that goal, whatever it may be. Write it down and keep it with you. Write it down and put a copy right there before you walk out your door or your bedroom or at the bathroom mirror so you can stay focused. Florida's where you want to be, where you need to be, where you feel you can do the most positive in this world. In this time of your life, so stop holding yourself back. Hi, Big Life, how are you? I'm glad to hear. We're just here at the beach, enjoying the energy, allowing the water to cleanse and heal, and release all the negative energy from our auras and our thoughts. I've got the pigeons walking around me. They're so ugly, but they're really cool too. Like how they shimmer different colors and stuff. I talk like a mom. So, you guys, I have so many issues. I totally hate my voice. I cannot stand how I sound. So many people have told me that my voice is soothing and calming and I put you at ease, and I guess I could utilize that. This pigeon just twirled in front of me. It just did a circle, like curtsied and walked away. You share the issue with the voice, right? I hate the way I sound. And so, like, people are like, you should do a meditation and this and that. And I'm like, my voice sounds so harsh in my head. You don't sound dumb. You sound hilarious and fun. I feel like I sound rough and loud. Loud and rough. We do, don't we? I left my coffee in the car. It's probably cold now. Dark fader. Oh, what a beautiful day. You guys, I'm going to go. I mean, we can drive and have the podcast. I just won't be able to look at you guys. Let's see if I can take a picture of these cards. If this will work, what I'm going to try to do. I sound like the opposite of what I think I sound like. Well, I appreciate that. That's a good thing. I'm not sure this wind is going to allow me to do what I want with these pictures. Let's see. Ah, these cards are going to fly away, you guys. I'm trying. In a pot. I had orchids that I never planted. It's soothing? Okay. Well, I'm going to have to write up a sort of meditation or listen to a couple and try to get my, one of my stones is a magnet. I'm a nerd, you guys. I'm such a nerd. And my mini deck is metal. And I just found a way to keep the cards off. Okay, let's try to take a picture. You guys are going to see, it's not a great picture. What happens when salmon's running? And they eat me? Do you think I'm going to go over there? You're going to see some seagull poop on the table. But there's crystals and cards and some ocean in the background. There's a lady with dogs, too. I'll wait till she passes. Little moment. You guys, I appreciate you for coming in. It's just a makeshift show here. I decided to go live because I didn't yesterday. And I'm going to go to another, I'm going to drive down the road and stop at another beach, I think, too, just to get a good picture. And I got to go check on the dogs. And dog sitting, too. So I got the pictures, and we'll get those pictures posted here. I'll do the interpretation when I get back to the car as I smoke my blunt, because I was going to smoke out here. But there's a lot of people. I didn't bring it, but I'll smoke in my car. We'll go and talk. We'll type it up. And we'll smoke. We won't listen to the ocean. We'll just have a chat. How's that, you guys? I gotta pick up all my stones. Have you guys ever seen, right? BYOB, bring your own blunt. Have you guys ever seen Bismuth? The stone or crystal business? If not, please look it up. And It is naturally found.
Come on. Don't we live once?
You only live once. Yeah, it's really cool. It's found naturally, but it's very rare, so you can also create it. So if you have not checked out this, definitely go check it out. And it's like a portal to other dimensions, is what the stone helps you. It's quite interesting, if that's what you believe in, if that's what you feel. I definitely feel that our energy and our intentions are powerful, and it's whatever belief or power we give into something, it does have some of that power. Oh, my car smells like a blunt. Wonderful. Oh, I can invite co-hosts and stuff. I forgot about all these features, you guys. All right. Take the mask off. So what are you guys doing today? Jay, baby, how are you? How have you been? Now, see, I got to roll down the window so you can hear the ocean. You're exhausted? Well, I'm at the ocean. And remember when Lolove did her cleansing? We were just sitting out there, and I was letting you all listen to the ocean and stuff while I pulled the cards. So I don't know if you can hear it. I got the windows down. But let you hear that. While we smoke a little bit. The cards of the day were the Two of Wands and the Six of Swords. And it's progress, as well as travel and flow. So we got to stop trying to plan out every single destination and pit stop on our journey, okay? We've got to just take that first step, get in the car and start going, and just go with the flow. Dragon's blood. I like dragon's blood. There is this one incense, though. I'm not sure what it's called, that I have found recently. And it says it's in all of the traditional Indian temples and all that. It smells amazing. I think it's something with Nag Champa and something else. There's also another one that I absolutely love, but I cannot find for a couple years. It is called Spirit Guide. And that one is so mystical, and just, there's this certain Indian music that I listen to, and it just takes me away, and it's amazing and beautiful, and yeah. So, Jay Baby, why are you exhausted, Mama? Are you going through a lot of shit? We still gotta get your reading, right? You still have a reading. Oh, what kind of reading? What kind of job? Is it along the same lines? Is it something new? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Let's see. You're ready for a change. Let's see what the angel answer says. If you want to ask a question about that, I'm going to shuffle the card and we'll see what it says for you. I'll just pull one. So I have a few people that still have a reading to schedule or to have with me. I'm open to when you need to do that. I am working. I have the kids, yet we can definitely find a time if we have a difference of time zones, then we'll make it work somehow. Let's see. I love when this card comes out. Because whatever your answer was, or question was, your answer is if you believe. It is if you believe, it's yours. She's so con this picture. She's so like secure in her knowledge and awareness. And she's got this smirk like, I got this. It's this angel. It's great. And she's holding like this. I don't know what shape it is. I'm not good with geometry. But it's a star, but it's not, it's like a 3D type of star. It's really cool. And all that energy, she's channeling it. If you believe, you create what you want. So your goal right now is not if they call me. It's to actually see and visualize and feel all the feelings and just be in that complete moment when you get the call. So you're getting the phone call and you see it's that number and you're grabbing the phone and they're talking and you hear it in their voice. They're not saying no and you're just getting excited and you get a little tear in your eye because you've been waiting for this so long. And they say, girl, it's yours. We can't wait to see you. And you're going to keep your composure because it's your new job, but you're going to hang up and just go celebrate. Are you going to scream? I can hear you just like, ah, just so excited. I want you to completely get in that moment. And that's going to make it happen. Well, because I felt it. That's why I said that. Just, yeah. You just keep seeing it and feeling it. It's happening. No doubts. No fears. That's your job. That is absolutely your job, Mama. I'm excited for you. A new company who's going to actually appreciate you. You have room to grow. And it's going to go quickly, too, because they haven't seen somebody that's as dedicated as you. And you are just going to excel in this position. That's pretty. I love when things like that happen. No hoping. No, you know so. You see it, you feel it, you taste it, you touch it. You see all the things you're able to buy with that new money and the time off and the perks and all those things. And you see all your coworkers, you're making new connections and building and growing. We've got amazing things coming. All right, you guys, I have not posted those pictures yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to get going. I completely appreciate you all for joining me. You're going to have amazing, beautiful days. You've cleared your energy. You've allowed the ocean to wash over all that negative energy and allowing you to realize that you are the creator of your reality, that you are powerful. J baby, divine timing and divine guidance, Mama, always. Thank you. I love you all. I will post soon. And I mean, the day is young. You never know what can happen. I may get bored and want to do some readings later. We'll see. I love you. I'll see you soon. Don't forget to connect with me at wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com. Get a reading, connect with me. If you guys send me emails talking about energy meditation, we'll definitely do one before I go from the ocean, or we'll come back and do one here soon. So I've got that in mind. I really like it. Thank you. I love you all. See you soon. Stay shifted.